finished here with a couple of our doubles players, and then we'll talk with the coach as well here. We've got Eric Chaplin first on the mic, the junior. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, it's been an interesting year. You back out on the tennis courts here, and what's that been like for you?
It's been really challenging. I mean, I think I have the same amount of experience as everyone else that's come out this year, just because I lost my season last year. It kind of got cut short because of COVID, so it's been pretty challenging for me, but it's been all around a good time.
But you've kind of made up with it there. You've gotten better throughout this season here, and how do you feel like your progress has been so far?
I think it's been good. I mean, playing with Kalo has been really awesome, and we've been pushing each other to keep getting better, and I think it's been working. So
it's your second year. You went out your freshman year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're kind of one of the – I believe you might be the only one that went out your freshman year and now back.
Emilio also did.
So. Okay. Yeah, you guys are kind of the veterans that second year. Is that a weird feeling?
It is kind of weird, but, I mean, didn't get to play last year, so, I mean, kind of – it's just the same as it was. So.
Yeah, no one – and you, of course, are junior here. You've played doubles pretty much all year, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, now you're going to be playing up at the varsity level the next couple of days here. That's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. I think I'm excited. Our last two meets are coming up, and we want to do pretty good. So.
Is it crazy how fast this season is? Because you're right back to the end of it here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good run. We've had our record was 17 wins, 5 losses, and we're pretty proud of it. So.
All right, tomorrow you go to Great Bend there, of course, Hoisington hosts that, and then you go to Colby on Friday. What are you maybe looking to do there, accomplish there tomorrow and also Friday?
Tomorrow we're going to be playing doubles together. Friday we'll be playing singles, so tomorrow will be our last time playing doubles together, and just we're going to go out there and have fun, you know, and then singles we'll just hope for the best. So.
Yeah, and what's it been like working with Kalo here this year?
It's been awesome. I mean, our first meet we got put together, and I think – right after playing together, we kind of just clicked, and we knew we were gonna want to keep playing together. So,
that's awesome. Yeah, the continuity is key there. And then you go all by yourself on Friday. Yeah. Well, that'll be something different, something to learn as well. Eric Chaplin Jr., Scott City Tennis, joining us here. Thanks again for stopping by here. Good luck to you coming up over these next few days.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Eric Chaplin joining us here, and another guy making his debut here on the Coach's Show here this evening, and freshman Kalo Heineman. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, did you ever imagine yourself freshman high school playing tennis, coming on to a Coach's Show?
Not really.
Well, here you are, but it's not too bad being on the radio. Have you had any experience or asked about what it was like?
Not really. I mean, I wasn't too nervous, but a little bit.
Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So, first year out for tennis, and how do you feel like the experience has been for you?
I think I played in the summer at the open courts a bit, and that really helped, I think. And then also having Eric as my partner, and he's had some experience, I think that's helped a lot, too.
Yeah, it's been pretty good run for you this year. What do you feel like maybe your season highs have been for you?
I think we won all three of the JV meets we went to, so that was a really good experience, and then we got to go to some varsity meets and have higher competition, and so, yeah, I think those wins on JV were fun to do, but I don't think we learned as much and gained as much as we would have if we went to varsity meets, so I think it's good that we're going to varsity meets now.
Yeah, yep, tomorrow and Friday there for you, but... You know, what's the biggest difference that you've seen this year going from the junior varsity up to the varsity meets?
The competition is a lot different, and, yeah, it's a lot harder on varsity, I think.
What's something you've had to adjust as you've made your way to the varsity?
I think serves. I've worked on my serve a lot, and it's gotten better, I think.
Well, what's been your favorite part? What's your favorite maybe place to play as your doubles team?
I really like them both equally, but I really like it in the front, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough choice.
So nothing like kind of returning a strong one back right to the opponent and catching them off. Yeah.
Yep.
I just think that would kind of release a lot of tension. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, and it gives you some momentum to carry into the next point, I think.
Absolutely. Well, good job here, and you've had a great season so far. And, Kalo, good luck to you coming up here these next couple days.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Kalo Heineman joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we'll talk with Coach Corbin Jansen. Varsity's had a little bit of time off since their last meet last Friday at home where they won the Scott City Invitational and had a good outing as well at Hoisington. And now you go back to another Hoisington Invitation tomorrow, Coach, and then Colby Friday. But it's been a pretty good week for you guys.
Yeah, last week, Thursday, we were second place at Hoisington, and that was a really tough meet. But I was proud of the guys' performance at Hoisington, that little last-minute quad that we added. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, I knew we had a shot at winning our meet, but I was a pleasant surprise, too, to see them come out and perform at the high level and walk away and defend our home courts.
That's always the nicest thing, defending the home courts there. And,
yep.
You know, to do it, do you take a little bit more sense of maybe pretty much excitement, I guess you could say, considering you don't have a lot of experience on the varsity and what they've gained in a very short amount of time?
Yeah. I mean, if we can do it this year, I think we've got a good shot at the next few years keeping that going, defending the home court and everywhere else, too.
Yeah, you know, once again, Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And, yeah, you had some big play there. Avery Knoll had a big day there last Friday. And then yesterday you guys were able to have a big day as well for your JV tennis meet. You had a pretty nice day overall for that. Maybe a little windy at the end, but overall pretty good day.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of everything weather-wise, but yeah, that's pretty typical in Kansas. So, but level play was really good at the JV meet yesterday, actually. Coach made a comment halfway through the tournament that she just said, we've got some good players here. And you've seen the progress from a lot of these new players as the seasons mm-hmm. went on. So that was good to see level of play from our team and all the others in the area.
Have you seen the competition at practice really continue to build up as the season's gone along?
Yeah, we knew our top 10 were really close in competition, close in the level of play, but Eric and Kalo have really pushed our doubles teams all season. They've had a lot of challenge matches trying to make that varsity spot, and have really proved themselves that they belong there. And so they earned a spot here to go play another couple varsity spots.
Well, tomorrow you guys go to Hoisington Invitational. Of course, that's going to be held at Great Bend. And then on Friday, go up to Colby there and back there for the first time in a while. But great opportunity there. And then, I guess, turn around Monday and – I know you guys don't host the meet, but it's on the Scott City tennis courts there, but it's GWAC already.
Yep. Tomorrow will be a big one. I think there's 8 teams there, and so big day, a lot of tennis, and early start. Friday, it's basically our league, with the exception of Trigo instead of Cimarron, and then, bounce right back and don't even have to travel. Can wake up, sleep in a little bit, and show up to the courts ready to play without having to do much.
Man, you can't go wrong with that there. And have you really started maybe, I know with a week left here before regionals, have you kind of had that those top 6 kind of solidify a little bit more?
Yep, I think we've kind of solidified as long as everyone can stay healthy and eligible and all those things. Knock on wood, we'll be able to find our top 6 here and kind of establish hopefully some good records going into next Thursday with these next 3 meets.
All right. Should be fun for you guys here. Once again, Thursday, Hoisington Invitational, Great Bend. Friday up at Colby, and then Monday afternoon at home there, part of the GWAC meet here as we talk with Coach Corbin Jansen here for Scott City Tennis. Coach, once again, thank you for the time here. Good luck to you guys, and enjoy the time here the next few days.
Yep. Thank you.